This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, thank you guys. You have an amazing show. I listen to it all the time. My story begins, a little background. My mother lived in a home that was haunted. Doors opening and closing all the time. Constant, everything was moving constantly. But her parents, you know, didn't believe in those things and thought she was crazy and, you know, don't talk about those things. So as I was growing up, my mother was very open to things and always spoke about these things with me because these were her experiences and she wanted me to feel comfortable should anything happen to me. In my teen years, being not using my brain properly, I got a Ouija board. And not thinking that those things can be a door to bad things. So my friends and I used the Ouija board at my home with my mother, and she knew about it, but never, you know, just girls having fun on a Friday night, you know. And things started to happen after we used the Ouija board repeatedly. We learned that on our property, through the Ouija board, because we all took notes, that there was a family who owned this property, and this is in rural area. Family owned the property, and what we learned through the Ouija board was that the father had killed his children in a little river. Well, I thought, okay, well, we don't have a river. We have three ponds, but we don't have a river. So I didn't think it. Okay, you know. It was fun, but then things started to happen. Middle of the night, I never slept. I was not a sleeper as a child. God help my mother, but I never slept. I talked nonstop. But so throughout the night, I would be awake. And I would hear people talking in the dining room. Well, I think, oh, my parents are awake. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Surely I can go in there and visit with them. There's nobody there. The house is dark. Everybody's asleep. So I'd go back to bed and I'd hear it again. And it was a full conversation. I couldn't make out their words, but I knew that people were talking and I could hear them from my bedroom. I'd go check again. No. House is still dark. This went on for years. Then I started to feel uncomfortable in the house. Things, I would feel like I was being watched all the time. I wouldn't, even as a teenager, I would not shut the bathroom door to take a shower, which, you know, you're a teenage girl, you want most privacy that you can get. And I wanted to be within screaming distance of my parents. Because of all of these fears and now realizing that I have opened a door that I cannot close. So my mother, understanding my fears, moved into my bedroom. Okay. So she's sleeping in there and I am very hot natured. So I had one of those little clip-on fans that clipped on the footboard, you know, my bed, and I reached over middle of the night to turn it on because I was so hot, and someone's hand grabbed my hand, and I lost my mind. And of course this wakes my father up, and he's upset. Why are you screaming? Why are you crying? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What is happening? And my mom is holding me, trying to get me to speak for one and to stop crying, to catch my breath. So she tells him, go back to bed, shut the door. I'll get her calmed down. Don't worry about it. And she asked me after he left what happened because my father was not a believer. And she asked me what happened. Something clearly major has. And I told her, I said, something got me. Something touched me. And for a good long while after that, I slept in her bed. I was terrified of everything. So my mother blessed the house, sage, religious music, you name it, words to push the dark entities that were in that house out. I moved out, And as I got older, I moved out and I moved on the south acres of our farm. And again, this is out in rural America, okay? So when we're getting ready for the footing for my house, I went to the back part of my pasture that I now resided on. And I found a creek. And I found where the wall somebody had manufactured. Now, this is 100 years ago, okay, from the Ouija board telling me this, okay? This wall made of, like, handmade brick to basically wall off a portion of that creek, okay, to use for water, for washing clothes, bathing, whatever. And that was unsettling. I found the creek that I didn't realize had existed, and we had owned this land for 30 years. And it was now on my property. So house is finished. I moved in. Not a big deal. Until I had two nieces at that time. And this was my first marriage. And we had two nieces, and they would come and stay with us. Two-bedroom house, very small starter home. And they would stay in one of the bedrooms. And my older niece, I believe she was 4, very responsible, always picked up her toys before we would take them back to their mom and daddy's house. And I shut the door because that room was just for them. And later on that day, after I got home and I knew that they had cleaned the room and not thinking anything of it, but I needed to go in there to vacuum real quick after I dropped them off, I couldn't open the door. And I thought, well, what on earth? What? I knew that they had cleaned the room. Why won't this door open? My first thought is it's jammed. Something's wrong with the wood. Brand new house. This can't be happening. Couldn't open the door because all of the toys from the inside were stacked against the door. Now that sent me into a frenzy. I called my mother, and of course she walks over there, and I am just hysterical. I don't know what's happening. And she said, it's following you. That's what's happening. So she blesses my house, and she tells me what to say for the, you know, to tell whoever this is to get out, and life goes on. Okay, still a little uncomfortable in that house. About 3 months go by. My friend comes over, and she's staying the night. My now ex-husband was on a hunting trip, and she's staying in the second bedroom. And she keeps hearing what sounds like somebody flipping through a book, how you would just run your thumb across all those pages. And she said, it's coming from underneath the bed. Well, I had already cleaned out all of the girls' coloring books and everything because they had colored through all of them. And I threw them away and going to get them some new ones. And that's where they were stored. There was nothing, there were no books to make that sound in that room. So she comes in my room, which is just clear across the house. And she said, I need to scoot over because I'm going to sleep in here with you. I said, okay. You know, what's the matter? And she said, I kept hearing that noise under the bed laying. I kept hearing it. I didn't understand what that was. And I finally told it to go away. Leave me alone. And she said, when I looked under the bed, there was nothing there. And that's when I told her. I said, well, because there's no books in there. So years go on, I've moved out of that house, but before I did, it gave me one last show. I was coming in from work, and I was taking off my shoes, sitting on the bench right there by the front door, and I looked across my living room, which is directly, it shares a wall with what was the girl's bedroom, and there's a very short hallway right there that connect, you know, goes to the bedroom. And I lean down, take one shoe off, and I look up, and there is a child standing in that hallway looking at me. And it was dressed, it was a little boy, and he was dressed in something from like the 1800s. His clothes were old style, you know, the type of handmade overalls that you would see, and a little hat and everything. And I blinked, and he was gone. Well, I spent the night at my mother's that night because that scared me to death. So years go on, I move on, and to this day I still see shadow people. I have them in this house. I see them all the time. You know, I stopped hearing things, though, as far as conversations in the middle of the night. But every so often, right as I'm about to go to sleep, I will hear my name being screamed. Like, maybe out of terror, maybe out of fear. I don't know what it is, but I instantly hear it, and it's gone just about as quickly as that little boy that I saw was gone when I blinked. And I work myself and going back to sleep, you know, can't call my mom to come over. I have a husband and family of my own now. But those things, they follow you, and they never leave, I believe. And it doesn't have to be the person or the house that's on it. It's the person. It can be that person. You know, it's a lifelong journey, I believe. But I see, to this day, I see shadow people everywhere. In town, you know, any place I go, in this house particularly. But anyways, that's my story. Enjoy your show. Thank you, guys. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.